And as both Karl Popper and Martin Bernal show, there is a direct line to Plato in the establishment of a fabricated classical basis in order to institutionalize, fix in place, produce a consistent product, you might say, ruler education. Quote, this is from Martin Bernal, Black Athena. Quote, the Greeks were perceived as having transcended mundane chaos and being closer to the ineffable best. In some sense, then, they were themselves the human universal. It was precisely this and their supposed transcendence of historical and linguistic laws that made the Greeks the central concern of Bildung. And earlier, my interjection, earlier he writes, quote, it is precisely at this critical period, he's talking about the 40-year span between the French Revolution and the establishment of Prussia as the dominant German state and the focus of all German nationalism, that the new discipline of philology or Altertumswissenschaft, science of antiquity, was established as the pioneer discipline in the modern sense. And he says the development and widespread promotion of the new Altertumswissenschaft, which Wilhelm von Humboldt, a Prussian aristocrat, put at the center of his Bildung, which means educational formation. So continuing, it was precisely this notion of Greeks, the ancient Greeks as the human universal, through which the young leaders of Germany were to understand and remake themselves. And this is again a concoction, a fabrication. Continuing, it was for equivalent purposes that Altertumswissenschaft and classics spread to the rest of Europe and its offshoots beyond, i.e. Yale, Harvard, and beyond. Despite its scholarly trappings, its role in the ideological formation of the ruling class has continued to be more important than historical or linguistic inquiry. Unquote from Martin Bernal, Black Athena, The Afro-Asiatic Roots of Classical Civilization, Volume 1, The Fabrication of Ancient Greece from 1785 to 1985. Thank you, Martin Bernal. And trust, those folks we need, their reputations are going to be slyly undermined. You know, they'll find whatever discredit they have and toss it on people. I know it was done to Karl Popper. I'm sure it was done to Alice Miller. How on earth, if we consider those who consider themselves the pundit left as being an authentic, honest group of folk, how in the world can you go along with that? How in the world can you not see that certain voices have been suppressed? Amy Goodman says she represents the voice of the voiceless. Not at all. Not at all. Our ancestors of heart, who we are endlessly in debt to, we don't get to hear their voices, and we need them. We need to talk about it to get free. So thank you, Martin Bernal. Thank you, Miklos Neasley. Thank you, Karl Popper. There's a long list. I better continue, though. Let's move on. Because, I mean, truly, I stop and think about that a lot. Like, what if Alice Miller hadn't existed? And then I remember, well, one of the thoughts I started out with in writing Waking Up, what difference does a book make? Whoa. That question got answered for me in this odyssey I've been on. Most deaf. Thank you, all of you ancestors who we need right now. Let's don't let them be disappeared anymore. And Martin Bernal, we still got him. Let's thank him. Let's have him on some of these pundit shows to talk about Black Athena. Why have we never heard him? We can't even hear Wallerstein. You see what I mean? You see what I mean? What we are allowed to think is carefully censored, carefully vetted, screened. Dangerous thoughts get screened out, right? Plato warned them on that, and they take it very seriously.